Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. Andy's over there. I'm Jeff Phelps. Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Covers the Browns for the Chronicle Telegram. You can read his work at brownzone.com, where he has a story right now. Duke Johnson signs with agent Drew Rosenhaus, still wants to be traded. He's Mr. Scott Petrak. Hello, Scott.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
We are counting down the hours till training camp. Counting them down.
I know you are, because life disappears for you after that happens.
That's exactly right. I'm trying to savor as many of those hours as possible.
The story about Duke Johnson, interesting. Gets rid of his agent, gets a new agent. Not only a new agent, but you know the big-time agent, Drew Rosenhaus. What do you make of the whole agent switch for Duke? Did he not like what was going on with his agent? Did he not like his agent's husband making comments about Baker? Did he think she dropped the ball when it came to the trade? Does he think Drew's going to get it done? What's this all about?
My guess is, or my thought is, that he thinks Drew Rosenhaus has a better chance of getting him traded. Because Duke was adamant. I mean, we all know it. You guys heard all the clips. I was standing a foot away from him. Adamant that he still wanted to be traded when we talked to him in minicamp. That nothing could change his mind about that. And I took Duke for his word. I think he was genuine. I think he was serious that he felt the Browns had been disloyal to him when John Dorsey put him on the trade market, and he wanted out of town. And Kristen Campbell, his previous agent, was unable to get that done. Now, I don't, it's not all her fault. She can't make John Dorsey trade Duke, but she also had Duke show up for minicamp. And I thought when he did that, he lost his leverage. You know, he would have been fined about $88,000, which is significant. But if he had not shown up, I think that would have put more pressure on John Dorsey to do something and said, let's not leave this hanging over our heads. And when Duke showed up for minicamp, I thought, well, okay, he's given away his leverage. He's going to have to show up for training camp. And now the switch to Drew Rosenhaus, I think it gives Duke another option. Now, I don't know if he'll hold out, and I tried to ask Drew that, and he wouldn't answer. But I think it gives the Browns pause. I think it adds another layer to it that, with his previous representation, just wasn't going to happen. And I think Duke's looking for any way possible to try to get out of town. And we all know Drew, and we know his connections with the Browns. He's got other clients. And maybe he'll be able to convince John Dorsey to take less than he's been willing to do to ship Duke somewhere else.
How much power do you think Rosenhaus has with the Browns then?
Well, it's more than Kristen Campbell had.
Okay.
Now, I don't think John Dorsey's just going to cave because it's Drew Rosenhaus. And both sides, you know, Drew Rosenhaus and John Dorsey, they both have other interests, right? So I don't think neither one of them is going to blow up their relationship over Duke Johnson. Having said that, you know, Drew's been around. We know his high-level clients. We know that he has power in this league. And I think Drew saw that, and I think Duke saw that. And Drew's also a Miami guy, so I'm sure they've had a connection for years. And he's like, all right, let's see what Drew can do. Now, I don't expect John Dorsey to just say, okay, you know, we'll waive Duke or we'll trade him for a seventh-round pick right now. But maybe Drew comes up with a plan that gets, you know, the Browns more, you know, something bigger in return. Maybe John Dorsey's okay, you go out there, you talk to the other 31 teams. If you can get me a fifth-round pick by the start of training camp, I'll trade Duke. And I could see that being the compromise.
But, Scott, and I get that. I understand that thought process. Isn't Duke Johnson worth more to this franchise, especially with Kareem Hunt's situation, not being around for the first 8 games and keeping your fingers crossed that he's there for game 9, isn't he worth a lot more than a fifth-round pick to the team?
I completely agree. And John Dorsey feels that way, right? I think he set the price tag higher than a fifth-round pick for Duke. Now you have to take into, I think you have to go a little bigger than that and say, yes, he's worth more than that, but if he's a pain, is he worth more than that? If there's a significant rift between him and Baker, is he worth more than that? You know, do we think this is going to be a distraction that lasts throughout the first eight games? You know, is it worth the hassle? And I think it is. I've changed my mind. You know, I know, Jeff, you never wanted to trade Duke. And at the beginning, I thought, you know, just trade him. You don't have to deal with all the, you know, kind of shenanigans. But now I feel like, hey, you know, I have doubts about whether Kareem Hunt's going to be here week 10. You know, LeBron says he's doing all the right things, but we saw, you know, the incident downtown. And that doesn't necessarily mean he's not doing all the right things, but I have questions about it. And this is a guy that was suspended, you know, less than a year ago. So am I comfortable, confident that he'll be back week 10? I can't say that with complete certainty. And that just makes Duke even more valuable, like you said. So I think that's where John Dorsey is right now in his mindset. But maybe Drew Rosenhaus can get him to change.
Scott Petrak joining us, Chronicle-Telegram. You can read his work at brownzone.com. One more Duke thing. If you move Duke, what happens if Nick Chubb goes down early on in the season? I mean, would you think that if you move Duke, you're signing a free agent running back? Jay Ajayi is still available, right? He's recovering from a torn ACL. Would you be going out, if you trade Duke before the season starts, and bringing in another running back? Or are you going to try and cultivate young guys and just fill that gap?
I think running back is a unique position where you could try to say, okay, we traded Duke. We like Nick Chubb a lot. We love the idea of Kareem Hunt. And we like Dontrell Hilliard. That threesome is fine with us. But if Nick Chubb gets hurt, we can go sign a veteran that maybe isn't on a team because the NFL doesn't want to pay 30-year-old running backs in June and July. You know, we saw that with Adrian Peterson eventually wound up with Washington. And there's other examples of that where a guy is kind of on the street and you can bring him in to try to start right away. So that would be my – that would be what I think the Browns would do. I think they figure they could get through eight games, or they hope they could get through eight games with Chubb and Hilliard and an undrafted rookie. But if something were to happen with Chubb, then either you're forced to make a trade or you have to go sign a guy that has a history in the league but isn't on a team right now because maybe he's past his prime, but you figure he can get you to week 10 and Kareem Hunt. But like you referenced, the problem is, what if you don't get Kareem Hunt back and then you're in trouble?
That's a good point. Scott, let me ask you this. When we start training camp here in a little bit more than a week, what position battles will you have your eyes on? I know that when, you know, we're out there, I'm going to be watching the offensive line because I want to see how they fill holes on that offensive line. And I can't sit there and think, well, Baker Mayfield can make up for a lot of it because of his speed and somewhat wisdom coming out of the quarterback spot. But I'm watching offensive line. What are you watching? What battles are the most intriguing to you?
Yep, right guard is at the top of the list. We all assumed, at least I assumed, Austin Corbett was going to be the guy when they traded Kevin Zeitler. You know, right. And John Dorsey admitted that. He wanted to clear a spot. That was part of the reason for the deal, to clear a spot for Austin Corbett. And then we get to OTAs and we get to minicamp, and he's in a rotation at right guard. So I still expect Austin Corbett to be your starter, but it's not guaranteed. So that's position number one, because that's a huge position, not only because it's protecting Baker Mayfield, but Kevin Zeitler played at a Pro Bowl level last year. And you're asking Austin Corbett to try to step in and do that when he's played like 14 offensive snaps in his career. So that's number one.
So is the battle there then Brian Witzman?
Well, I think it's Kyle Kalis.
Kalis, okay.
I think it's Eric Kush, and it's Brian Witzman. There's four guys, and I know Kush and Kalis took first-team reps during minicamp. So those are the first two guys I'm looking at. I think Kyle Kalis is a serious contender for that job, the St. Ed's guy. He's strong. He's a weight room guy. He's smart. Now, it would be an upset if somebody else won the job over Austin Corbett, for sure, and then I think you'd have to question, or I know you'd have to question, the fact that John Dorsey took Corbett at number 33 only a year ago, and then he wouldn't win the job when you're basically opening a spot for him. But just how would they play it out in the offseason and talking to people in around the team and with the team, this is an open competition. So I think that's number one job. I mean, you go through the right guard, you get to Baker Mayfield in a hurry. So we need to pay as much attention to that as possible.
Scott, it's we're still at a time where there are still some free agents available. And right now, I wouldn't think anybody's on anybody's list. If you're excited about somebody, why are they still out there? That said, Gil Brandt from NFL.com, and of course the former Cowboy personnel guy, went through and took available free agents, where would they fit perfectly? And he had Eric Berry, the safety who John Dorsey signed in Kansas City to a big contract, to the Browns. Thought it would be a perfect fit. Demarius Randall, Morgan Burnett, the safeties on this team. Do you think that's a perfect fit, and would anything like that make sense at this point?
I don't think it's a perfect fit because the Browns had that option, right? And they talked to Eric Berry's guys about signing him. Now, maybe he wanted too much money, and they said, you know what, we'll take a cheaper version in Morgan Burnett and figure it out for a year. We think we can. Morgan Burnett is fine for this season. But John Dorsey knows Eric Berry as well as anybody, yeah. Right? He's with him in Kansas City for years. And for him not to sign him makes me think that he doesn't think Eric Berry is a player he used to be. And I think that's fair to question. You know, not only did the guy have the cancer issues, then he was hurt a bunch. And either he wanted more money or John Dorsey just doesn't think he is the same player, because that just made all the sense in the world. I mean, I know Gil Brandt says it makes all the sense in the world now. It made all the sense in the world in March. And the Browns explored it, and they chose to go to Morgan Burnett. So I like where the Browns are at the safety position. I think you have questions about Burnett coming off a tough year in Pittsburgh, but he's banged up early in the season. He's playing a little bit out of position. It's more of a linebacker than a strong safety. He feels comfortable back at the strong safety spot, and we talked to him at the end of minicamp, and he said he feels healthy. So I think if he is healthy, I like him there. I love Demarius Randall at free safety. And they have some depth, right? They traded for Eric Murray from the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. They have Jermaine Whitehead, who had a great offseason according to all the coaches. And then they drafted Sheldrick Redwine. So I really don't see the need for Eric Berry unless you thought Morgan Burnett wasn't going to stay healthy.
Scott, thank you, sir.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.